Hi, I'm Stunning Stella Cheeks.
And I'm the Enigma Erin Klein.
And this is
Not Your Demographic,
a feminist wrestling podcast.
Shockingly, those exist. Welcome, everyone.
It's a mess, and my goal is for this show to be about 10 minutes long.
Yeah, it's a train wreck over here today, guys.
It is a train wreck. I'll tell you how I am. You don't even have to ask.
Saying that's going to be good.
I got a new job. Woo!
Congratulations.
But I'm working both jobs right now. But the problem is one of my jobs is essentially working at a bar. So I worked until 3:30 a.m. last night and then woke up to go to my job at, well, I was supposed to wake up early, but I fully slept through my alarm. So I woke up. I got off at 3:30 a.m. and then I woke up in my bed at 6:30 a.m.
Ooh.
And was at work by like 7:10.
Ooh.
So
that's turnaround.
I tried to take a nap before Erin came over. It just made me more tired and gave me a headache, so we're doing great.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have a show tonight and a show tomorrow. I have to work so much. And also, I hate my old job so much. The boss did some, like, shady, shady shit this week, and it took all of my energy not to just walk. And the only reason I'm doing it is because there's actually nobody else that really knows how to do this, and I would like to train at least one person so that, like,
no one dies.
Kids don't get fucking poisoned. Yeah. Because remember when my grandpa died and how a kid got fucking poisoned?
I do remember that.
So, but they're fucking incompetent. The one girl that they had, essentially, I told her how much I make because... Here, I'll just tell you the story. It's so fucked up. Here's a story and why women, people in general, but especially women, need to tell each other how much they make. I make $16 an hour at this job. That is not what I should be paid. I should be paid more than that. It is a very hard job. It is a managerial job. Whatever. I have enough other odds and ends that it, like, doesn't really matter. And also, I'm a dink. I hate saying that. Double income, no kids. So, like, it's fine. And it's, like, an easy job, whatever. Well, it's not an easy job. It's an easy job for me now. It's actually quite a hard job. So they had a girl who was 23 from the center that they thought, well, she wants a modified schedule. Do you think she could do it? And I was like, yeah, it will be overwhelming for her for a little bit, but I think once she gets a rhythm, she's smart. She can do it. She asked me how much I made. So I told her, I said, I make $16 an hour. I got hired in at $16 an hour. I personally think that this position should make more, and if I were to stay, then I would be asking for more, or I would leave because of that. I don't make as much as, like, a lead teacher, which I think is messed up, and I don't make as much as the owner's wife, who is an administrative assistant. So that is also fucked up. So I told her this, and then she went and asked, you know, talked to the boss about it, and the boss was like, well, the position's at $15.50, and this girl was like, well, Alexa said that she makes $16.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her she could say that because I don't give a shit. And then my boss said, well, we hired her in at $15.50, but because she's doing such an excellent job, she asked for a raise, and so we gave her a 50-cent raise.
What?
That is 100% a lie.
Oh, no.
I've never in my time, my 8 months having taken over this job, basically being thrown into the deep end, been told I've been doing an excellent job, let alone a good job, even though I have been. I have never asked for a raise in those 8 months, and I have never received a raise in those 8 months. So this woman lied to a person using my name to try and dupe them out of money. So this young girl came and told me this, and I was righteously angry.
Yeah.
Furious.
I feel bad for her for delivering this message almost.
I feel bad too because I feel like I may have influenced... I feel like my anger may have, like, influenced some of her decisions and, like, maybe fucked her a little bit, but, like, whatever. you know, you have to learn to not take on other people's bullshit. But I got really upset and I was like, that's a lie. 100% of that is a lie. 100% of that is a lie. Ugh. And so she was like, well, I'm just going to tell them that I won't take it for less than 16. I was like, good for you. Like,
good for her. Yeah.
Whatever. She went to her and told her that and said, Alexis said that you made up that story, which again, I told her she could. And I was like, I personally can't go tell this woman this because I will freak out.
Yeah.
And like, I don't have the time for that. And I'm like, I can't, I just can't do that right now. And also I'm leaving. I just can't. And then my boss was like, well, she's lying.
Oh my God.
And then got really mad that she was like, well, why is she telling you what she makes? It's like, that's so inappropriate. Like,
you, no, it's not.
It's,
well, it's inappropriate for other people who want to fuck you. Yeah, that's
she
was, it.
And she got really mad at this young girl for frankly standing up for herself and basically was like, fine, we'll find somebody else to do it. She basically fucked her school over for 50 cents. Especially considering she's not losing money because that's what I'm making.
Yeah.
And they can hire somebody else in this other girl's position at a lower rate than what she's making.
Yeah.
It actually would have saved her fucking school money. But she's such a righteous penny pincher. And she's also a fucking coward because I know if I walked into her office and I was like, this is fucked up, she'd be like, well, I didn't say that. I know that she would.
I almost wish you had just gone in with that girl for the second time and been like, hey, sup, you lied to her about this and just seen what she had done.
I should have. I was behind that day, though, because I was trying to show her things. And then also I threw such a temper tantrum in that kitchen that I was like, I'm actually behind. So I have to like do my job. But I should have. That's like, in retrospect, I absolutely should have walked into that office with her and been like, this is a lie.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
I did tell one of the other directors and I was like, you want to know why I'm leaving? This is why.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're the only director that I can talk to in a calm manner, to be honest, which is why I'm coming to you. Because I cannot talk to any of them about it without losing my temper. And I was like, I want you to know that I almost walked out that door and you guys would have been absolutely fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Because you guys don't know how to do this job. Even though for months I've been like, one of you need to shadow me for a day.
Yeah.
For a day. You should know how to do this job. Mm-hmm. Somebody there.
Someone has to feed these kids.
I asked, I mean, they're never going to listen to this. And also like, whatever. I asked them, I was like, so what happens with my PTO and my sick leave when I leave? And they were like, well, PTO will pay out and sick leave is use it or lose it. And I was like, well, I didn't say this, but I was like, well, guess who's going to be sick tomorrow?
Yeah.
Should have, in retrospect, done it today, but whatever. Because I could have maybe slept more. But I was trying to help a friend make some angel wings. It's not going great. Anyways, so I'm tired and very angry and I know I'm always like, I'm busy. I'm like, actually, like, my body is falling apart busy right now.
Yeah, you don't look great.
No, I don't feel
your
great.
Your hair looks really nice. Did you get a haircut?
No. God, I would never. It needs to
grow. I haven't
seen
you in a month. That's why.
It needs to grow. I mean, I got purple put in it.
Yeah. We recorded remotely twice and I was on vacation. I haven't, like, actually seen you in a minute.
So, yeah. That's what I'm doing. I'll be fine in a week when I'm not doing both jobs.
Yeah. The end is coming.
How are you? Also, ask your coworkers how much you make. And if anybody tells you that that's illegal, it's fucked up. That's not true.
Yeah, it is not illegal. It absolutely, you should be talking about pay.
Unless you're like a CEO and you sign like an NDA or something. If you make fucking $13 an hour, you can tell everybody if you want. Yeah. And like, yeah,
fuck that's how I found out I was getting fucked over by the company I used to work for on three separate occasions that happened. So, yeah, talk to your fucking coworkers, because a lot of times they're also very pissed when they find out you're being treated like shit. Like, hey, you should talk to each other.
Anyways, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm also kind of a fucking wreck. I have a pinched nerve in my neck, so my shoulder's fucking killing me right now. So if you hear wincing noises in the background, that's why. I can't control it. It hurts really bad. It took me fucking like 5 hours to get out of bed this morning because it hurt so bad. But all you can do are exercises. So it's just been me like puttering around my house trying to like stretch my neck out. It's not fun. Yeah, it's been a fucking crazy ass week. I had to go back to Michigan for a funeral this weekend. This is the second funeral in a row where I, like, recent too, where I've been like, well, it feels inappropriate to say I had fun at this funeral because it's not fun.
Right.
But, like, I got to see a lot of my college friends and it was really nice to see so many people, like, really circle the wagons for Samantha. She really needed it. And it was hard too because her mom is very similar to my mom, and it like really hit me during the funeral service. Like, it was a full Catholic mass, and like I walked in and like started doing the sign of the cross, and like prayers came out of my mouth. I like couldn't control it. Devin was like, "What the fuck is happening?" I was like, "I can't stop it." Like, it's it was weird. It was, I talked to Michael about it, and I was like, "I feel like the biggest contention in our relationship is going to be when my mom dies, and I'm going to like go full in on doing all the Catholic shit because I know that's what she's going to want, and I'm going to be the one that winds up having to take care of most of it, almost certainly." Because I don't have kids yet and my sister's kids will be older and whatever, lots of reasons. And Michael was very surprisingly was like, if you turn into a Catholic after your mom dies, like, I understand that's a grieving process and like that's okay and you do whatever you need to. And I was like, oh fuck, okay. Like, I love my husband, but also like he's a douchebag about religion. And like, I was really surprised to hear that. And I was like, I'm glad that you like see me in this grief period and understand it's gonna be like way fucking worse.
Grief is terrible and weird. It's super weird.
Yeah, it is fucked up grief. Michael's grandfather died recently. That was the other funeral I went to. On my way to this other funeral, I got a message that his grandmother had a fall and was back in the hospital. And now she's 24-hour home care. And the doctors keep saying, like, her blood work is coming back fine, but her condition's deteriorating and we don't know what's happening. And I was like, this bitch is about to die of a fucking broken heart is what's about to happen. Like, you can just see it. It's been 6 weeks since he died. There was the 1 month anniversary of his death, and then she had her first birthday without him in like 65 years, and then immediately went into the hospital. It's like, man, this never fucking stops, huh? It just goes until we die, which is like,
until it's your turn to die.
Yeah. And it's like, I know that, but it's also just like, man, if people could just like slow down on the death for a minute, I would really appreciate it. So it's been very weird. It was also weird. We went home and one of our close friends did not reach out to Samantha. People called him out on it and sent him messages and were like, yo, she thinks you're mad at her. She's really upset. Her mom's dead. Like, fucking respond to her. And he just ghosted everybody. And I was furious. Really furious. It was like, I understand being uncomfortable with other people's grief and pain, but like, just say, I'm sorry. Send a text. Yeah, exactly. Just say, like, I'm sorry that this happened. And like, he was in photos in the visitation, like up on the boards that were up there. It was like, wow, you are close enough with this family that you're included in this and you couldn't say anything to her. It was just like, it was such a weird adult moment of like, I can't believe we're of this age where we just find out our friends are shitty, like really shitty sometimes. So it's been a very, very weird week. And it was weird to like go on this amazing vacation and then come back and then immediately have this bumper of like, here's a bunch of sad shit that just happened. So
that's called life.
Yep, exactly. That's exactly what it is. So it's been a fucking week. I did see Hobbs and Shaw, which was really good.
I hear it's ridiculous nonsense.
I loved it. I thought it was, I've never seen any of the other Fast and the Furious movies. And Devin was like, we're going to go see this. And I was like, okay, great. Let's get really baked and go see this movie. And that is what we did. There were four people in the theater. I was the only woman. It was amazing. Devin and I were just like yelling in the background. It was, I highly recommend it. We were like, should we see The Kitchen or should we see Hobbs and Shaw? And we had heard The Kitchen had really bad reviews. And we were like, we'll just wait until that comes out and we'll watch it at home sometime. And we're like, yeah, let's go watch some cars crash into each other. It was great. And Roman Reigns is in it and they did not allow him to talk, which was very funny.
Really?
There are a couple times where he stepped up and it was like, did you have a line here that they cut? Because he's just like right next to The Rock several times and just is like, never says a fucking word, not a single word. It's so bizarre.
That's really weird.
It's weird too because he like, he's so pretty that he looks like he doesn't belong. You know what I mean? Where like, he just has a look that's like, why are you so much prettier? Even than The Rock. It was so bizarre.
The thing. The Rock is like attractive now because he's like The Rock, but like, I don't know. The Rock,
yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's Roman hot is like because he's The Rock. He's not like actually that hot in his face.
Yes, I would agree with that. Whereas Roman is like model pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's funny.
Are you wearing any wrestling merch?
I was wearing my Evolution hoodie earlier.
Okay, that counts.
But then it was hot, so I took it off.
Now you're wearing a blanket, though.
Yeah, well, I left the hoodie in the car because it was hot, and I took it off. And then I came home, and I tried to sleep, and it didn't really work.
I see.
And so I'm still wearing my blanket.
Okay, all right.
But I was wearing wrestling merch.
Okay, that's good.
For no reason other than I put it on this morning. Didn't think about it. Didn't even think about it that it was a wrestling thing. I just was like, this is a hoodie I own. I'm putting it on. So, I like it, I guess. I mean, Evolution, the one and done pay-per-view.
Yes. We did it once. We never need to do anything else for women again.
Clap for us. What wrestling merch are you wearing?
I'm wearing my Lucha Underground Legends of the Hidden Temple crossover shirt because it was Holly Meowee's birthday last week.
You love her.
And I fucking love Brenda and I miss her. Like, it's funny because I follow Holly Meowee on Instagram because you recommended her.
Yeah, she's
and, like,
a great follow.
I think she's hilarious because I love that she posts like really awful photos sometimes, and like that's my also my Instagram brand is like there are two if I take two photos I will always post the worst one because I think it's very funny, and like I love that she throws shit up that's like, here's this blurry photo of me with a cat and some balloons, and like what's going on here, Holly? No one can tell, but I love it. I think she's so delightful, and when I think about Lucha and what I miss, I definitely miss her the most.
Yeah, she ruled.
Dario is up there, definitely. I think he's in my top three.
He died.
I mean, Dario adjacent. The Dario adjacent characters.
His dad.
Also, isn't he actually alive? Didn't we find that out at the end of the last season, which we'll never get a follow-up to?
I don't remember, to be honest. Wrestling news. NXT is moving to USA, and it's going to be 2 hours, and it's going to be live, and it's going to be right at the same time as AEW.
Well, I mean, we sort of speculated about this before. We were just wrong about the network.
I still stand by almost all of the opinions I said last week.
I'm glad that...
It goes right back. It appears on the USA and then goes back on the network.
Yeah.
People are still just going to watch it the same way they watch it.
Well, I feel like... I think Elle Collins made a really good point that there are a lot of people who flip through channels and find wrestling. Like, that's how I found it as a kid, and I know a lot of people like that. And so
how
I feel like...
How do people flip through channels nowadays?
Well,
truly.
I think part of it is it depends on the format you're watching. It's not necessarily that you're, like, flipping in the way that we used to. I think it's like you pull up a scroll screen and you're like, hey, what is this? I don't know. I'll check it out. Or like there's literally nothing else on. And I know my friend Stella likes wrestling. And so I'll watch this so I can have something to talk to her about it. I think there are a lot of people who do that kind of people who still have cable television or cable adjacent stuff like that. I think that that does happen because I'll do that. If I'm like, I have nothing I really want to watch, I'm not in the mood for anything, I'll pull up YouTube TV and just like scroll for a minute and like, oh, there's a nature thing on. I'll watch 10 minutes of this or whatever.
Nature thing on.
Of course, that's who I am. That's my personal brand. I watched part of the parkour women's Olympics the other day.
I hope that regardless of literally anything that happens, I just hope that the NXT people get paid more and get treated like actual people who are on a roster now.
I fucking hope so. They didn't do that for the NXT people coming up to the main roster. I still don't know if they readjust their contracts when they come up. I'm pretty sure you just have to fucking live out whatever you agreed to, which is bullshit.
They have to give you like a travel stipend though. If you have to pay for your travel and you're making like
pittance. That's what Leo Rush was complaining about when everybody fucking shit all over him. He was like, they didn't pay me to do this stuff when I was on the main roster. They were expecting me to live off an NXT salary while I was traveling all the time. And look what happened to him. Have seen hide nor hair of him in a fucking minute. Like that, I know for a fact. I mean, I know because I have people who told me who I trust that they actually know that there are several women that moved up, including the Iconics, who never had their pay adjusted.
I mean, I'm not shocked by that at all.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't see why they would start doing that now that NXT is going to be up there.
They got $60 million from USA.
Which goes into everybody's pockets who's not the wrestlers. It's not like they're...
I hate wrestling.
Yeah, agreed. Fucking agreed. I stand by the stuff they said, too, about I'm glad that people will get TV time. I think it will be better that there's more time to tell more stories. I do think it is a bad sign that Vince is apparently taking over creative control. That's a bad
sign. Yeah, the reason
sign.
People like NXT is because he doesn't have anything to do with it.
Exactly. Exactly. Which makes me wonder, too, if Hunter's no longer going to be in charge of NXT, does that mean he's taking over SmackDown?
I don't know. What other news do you have? Do you have other news? Becky and Seth got engaged.
Yes.
This boring.
Happened so fast. So fast. I mean, I'm happy for them. As we discussed on the internet, I love love. I think it's great.
Good for them.
I mean.
I don't care. I truly don't care at all. I know that I'm very tired, but also don't care.
I mean.
If they're happy, chill.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Don't put them together on screen.
Yeah, as long as they're not... Ugh, God, you know that WWE is going to, like, pay for their wedding so that they can film it and do some kind of fucking documentary about it. Almost certainly.
I wonder what kind of wedding dress she'll pick.
I was wondering the exact same thing. I am also very curious about what he's going to wear.
I'm not. He's not very creative. I think...
No, he's going to wear something hideous that he's like, I'm taking a bold choice. I'm like, no, honey. No, you're not.
I think he'll be boring and we'll wear something normal because he's like, it's my wedding day. He seems under the surface very traditional.
Perhaps.
Any other news? I don't know.
I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Cool.
Who cares?
Oh, I don't.
Oh, you know what? Actually, I do have something I want to talk about. I went to the freelance show on Friday.
I did not because I got a new job and I was working.
Yeah, I went with Robbie, friend of the podcast. Okay, I have some really specific complaints about this show.
Was it 1,000 years long?
No, not really. It was a little too long, but, like, truthfully, for a Logan Square Auditorium show, it wasn't that bad. If it had been somewhere else, I probably would have been like, this is bullshit. Why is this so long? But, like...
Because we have to drive an hour home.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, I just walked out the door and got on the bus. So, like, that wasn't a big deal to me. It starts late. It starts at 9. That's obviously one of my big complaints. Has always been one of my big complaints. It got done at, like, 12:30. So, like...
Monstrous.
Fine. It was fine. So... Okay, so here are my very specific complaints about this show. First and foremost.
No women on the card.
That was not my first one, but yes, also true. It is fucked up that there were no women on the card.
2019.
There was one woman booked who we saw from the balcony and we're like, oh great, there's a woman on the show. Maybe she's the one answering the open challenge later. Here's what happened. So we're in Logan Square.
Is it a woman you recognize?
No, I didn't know who she was. Okay. So, you, Logan Square, anyone who's been there before, I
or
was standing...
Or has watched Shakara.
Or has watched, yeah, anything that's been there. Sure. There's that curved bar, and then there's the bath. The women's bathroom is back there at the end of that bar. So, Robbie and I are standing on one side of this bar, and this tag team comes out. They start their entrance, and I was like, cool, I don't know who these guys are. I'm going to dip into the bathroom real quick. I leave where I'm standing, walk to the women's bathroom, which is, what, like 50 feet away? It's not very far. Empty, because it's a women's room. I pee, I wash my hands, I walk the 50 feet back to the bar, I stand next to Robbie, and he turns to me and he goes, you missed the entire women's segment. She already came out and is gone. And I never saw her once. And I went to the bathroom for 2 minutes. So that was a very specific complaint. Like, okay, you don't have any women on this show, and the one time a woman is out here, I literally missed it by going to the bathroom. Like, I was furious. Like, this is bullshit. The rest of the card is pretty good, and, like, I enjoyed a lot of it, and they were like, oh, tomorrow we're doing WrestlePalooza, and we have a bunch of intergender matches then. Like, okay, that's good that you're booking that, but this was your 50th show, and this is supposed to be your, like, showcase of what your company is about, and you had no fucking women, and that's really irritating. But... I was expecting, because Effie was on the card, and Effie's whole fucking thing is truth to power, that... It was kind of like a couple of people said to me, like, I went in expecting Effie was going to say something. And then that was like the whole deal is that he was going to point out that there were no women on the card and then at least it would be addressed. Oh, no, no, no. No, 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 my friend. Effie said not one motherfucking word about the fact that there were no women on the card. In fact, Effie said nothing. Nothing at all. It was so weird. It was like he came out and was like, I'm Effie. Hello. But then did none of the Effie shit. It was weird. It was weird to see him like... It was very frustrating to feel like, oh, cool, you're the one... white cis gay dude on this show and you talk all the time about how it's fucked up that that happens and yet here we are saying nothing about it, and it really soured me on him, and like I that makes me sad because I in general do really like what Effie is doing and I'm excited to see him at Rise and I'm excited to see what he says there, and like I like seeing him presented as a person who calls things out in smaller companies, and so to go expecting basically that he especially was going to say something, and then to hear not a motherfucking word really sucked. Mm-hmm. Really, really sucked. And I just, it's hard to be disappointed by someone who I was so hot on. And like, I don't understand why either. Like, is freelance a company that's going to kick him out if he says shit? Like, if so, why are you booking with that company then? Like, that I think also is weird. It's like, your whole deal is that you speak truth to power, and there was just nothing. It was...
Yeah, that sucks.
It did suck, and it was really unfortunate. And my other very specific complaint about this show, don't fucking put people on the poster who aren't on the show. I don't, like, I get, again, I understand that this was, like, their 50th show, and it was supposed to be, like, look at all this cool stuff that we do. Don't put fucking Colt Cabana and Joey Ryan on the poster when neither of them are booked on the show.
That's fucked up.
It was really fucked up. I was like, okay, this is, like, I know Colt's not here because he's in Edinburgh. I know Joey's running, like, a secret show. So it was weird. It was almost like they played on the fact that Joey Ryan was doing a secret appearance somewhere and was like, he's on the poster. He might be here. I was like, is he? What? No. It was so bizarre. And it felt like he was going to be someone that was on the poster that was not there, was going to show up for this open challenge. And then the person who answered it was Suge D, which was really exciting. But at the same moment, it's like you're totally pulling away from the fact that people are expecting a big, big name to come out.
That's so fucked up.
It was really fucked up. I was just like, this is bizarre. And then, okay, I was very excited to see Suge D. I haven't seen him in a long time. It's been like 2 years since he's been in freelance.
I like him a lot.
He's been overseas. So he comes, he has his appearance. It was fucking fun. He had a great match. He like gave this speech afterwards that felt really good. And then literally the next day, he released a statement that he was like, I need to take some time off. There was an incident last night that made me really question who I am. And I think I need to take a big break.
Whoa, did he go into it more?
Nope, sure didn't. And he was like, I'm going to fulfill my September dates, but I don't think I'll be back for the original dates I was going to do in England, like through December. He's like, I'm taking time off now. So it was weird. It was like, I was really excited to see him. And then like immediately it was like, never mind.
Whoa.
Like, so I don't know what the fuck happened, but it was just like, it was such a weird experience. And like, I had somebody privately message me, a woman who was like, yeah, I don't go to freelance shows anymore because it feels like women aren't really welcome there a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And like, I can see that. And I've personally never had that problem, but I've also never gone just me and other women. I've always been there with at least one other man.
Yeah, that's true. Same.
And so I don't know what it would be like to be there as like a single woman or a group of women. And it's hard too, because like their next show, Freelance, their poster is super fucking cool. It's a Plan 9 from Outer Space style. The name of it is I Want to Believe, which is an X-Files reference. It's like, man, this is like right in our corner. We're into this. The first three people they announce are women. Like, that clearly feels like, whoops-a-doopsies. Gotta make sure that we put a bunch of women on this show. And so it's weird to feel like, well, I want to support all these women. And like, I really want to see Thunder Rosa and Jordan Grace is on this show. But also, like, be accountable and make an effort that your show that you're advertising as your showcase has that kind of representation on it too. It's bizarre. It was just such a bizarre experience.
Fuck wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. I would agree with that.
Sasha's back.
Sasha's back. Sasha is back.
And everybody's talking about her hair. I love that Michael Cole.
I was gonna
like,
say Michael Cole says
Sasha, no one's talking about your hair. And I was like, literally a ton of people.
Yeah,
those people are called women and gay men, and we're still talking about the wig reveal. How dare you?
Hello. Duh. I saw Eric Shorey, DJ Accident Report from Nobody's Watching Wrestling, said that Sasha Banks and Sasha Velour have the two most iconic wig reveals of the last century. I was like, you know what? I think you're probably right. Those are both real fucking good.
They look good. Yeah, her interview with Michael Cole was weird. It wasn't great. But then her follow-up with Natty, where she was like, I hope your dad's in hell.
Yeah, go to hell and tell your dad I said hi. Like, oh, fuck, okay.
All these people like get all weird about the Jim Neidhart stuff. In my head, I'm always like, he would love
it. He would love it. He would be all about it.
And Natty knows that.
And, which is why she agrees to it.
Natty's not the type of person. I really believe that Natty's not the type of person that would do something like that without consulting her mom.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
Yeah.
Like, from this obviously scripted TV show, and how close Natty is to her parents, I cannot believe that Natty would do something without consulting her mom. And also, like, truly knowing who her dad was. And that, like, even in death, he's, like, a part of this company. He would love that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and also Sasha knows that too. Like,
And Sasha has respect for the history of wrestling too. It's not like she doesn't understand who he is and like respect that as a person, but as a character, fuck yeah, spit on his grave. She's a heel. That's the whole deal.
And also, I don't know, Sasha, Natty, and Anvil all have earned the rights to say that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like it would be fucked up if Mandy Rose did it.
That's exactly who I was thinking. Right? That's funny that you say that.
But it, like, it works in this context. And it works for everyone involved.
Yeah, totally.
So, whatever.
Yep, I agree with that.
Becky's promo was also very good.
Mm-hmm.
When she was like, you're the greatest person to never have been great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is a great, that is an intense line.
Mm-hmm.
Their feud should honestly go on forever.
Yeah, I want them to have like a Charlotte-Sasha style feud. I want this to go on for like a super long time.
Yeah.
We haven't seen Sasha wrestle in forever. I want to see her have a bunch of bomb-ass matches again. Like, she is the boss, and there's a reason. It's because she's a great fucking wrestler. And she's been training with Mako.
Dope. So dope.
Oh, so good.
Nikki Cross and Alexa Bliss fought Fire and Desire. Whatever. It was a fine. It was whatever match. It doesn't matter. But, you know, I would just like to reiterate the last 3 weeks of things that I've said. You know how you get the tag belts on TV? Put them on Alexa Bliss, and they're fucking doing it. And absolutely. Alexa and Nikki are doing a good job.
They're defending. They're, like, positively defending their belts. Like, that, they're the first champs to do that.
Yeah, so, great. Happy about it.
Yep, I'm super happy about it, too. I think it's great. We were talking before we went on air about Fire and Desire's weird little pop-up tag team entrance that they do
the
now.
Weird little We Wish We Were the Iconics move.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like,
if the Iconics did that, it would be like, yeah, cool, whatever. That's weird. But yeah. It's funny because Mandy and Sonya are clearly best friends in real life.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't know how to, they being WWE, but also Mandy and Sonya, don't know how to relay that on screen in character.
Not
like
at all.
In their like YouTube channel and stuff, like, and on social media, it's very clear that they're like best friends. And that is great. And it's not to say that they don't have chemistry as wrestlers. It's just that like friendship isn't in their characters.
Yes, absolutely.
It's weird. They still, for all intents and purposes, feel like we were randomly put into the stable.
Yes.
And yeah, Paige is not in the stable anymore, but we're still just randomly in a stable.
Yeah, it's bizarre. And like, I think part of it is, I think you nail it with the character thing where it's like, part of what makes them fun when they're like on YouTube and doing that stuff is that they're fun. And like, they're both like relaxed and they both have these like bubbly fun personalities and clearly enjoy having fun together. Whereas Sonya has to play Miss Hardass, square up, hair up bullshit.
I'm a lesbian.
Yeah, I'm a hard fighting lesbian. And then Mandy Rose is like, I'm the sexiest. I'm the most sexy. And it's like, okay, yes, you are very hot, but like, once you open your mouth, this is done. We all know what happens once that happens. So it's bizarre. It's like these two characters don't know how to be friends, like at all, with anybody.
It's like very stupid.
They don't know how to interact with humans just writ large. Like, it's very strange. And I think that probably that's the sign that they're not like greatest of their generation wrestlers. That's part of it, is you have to figure out how to do that stuff in character. That's what makes you a good character actor and a good character performer.
Jon Moxley just tweeted out that he's out for All Out with that elbow injury.
What?
There was a rumor going around.
I heard that he was injured, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Oh, that sucks.
That does suck. I don't even want to go now.
That's not true.
Well, I can't go to the Rise show because I have to work, so I'm definitely going to All Out.
Yeah.
I'm so upset I'm going to miss a Rise show.
I know.
Rise is usually on a Friday. Them being on a Sunday has fucked me.
I mean, it's also back at Berwyn, so.
Boo.
I know. I mean, let's go to the November one.
Well, duh.
Duh. Duh.
Duh.
Bailey knocked Charlotte out of a chair. That happened.
Charlotte sold it like a champ. Mm-hmm. Her reaction. Charlotte's like, I am. Charlotte's incredulous. I am better than you. How dare you talk to me, let alone touch me face is perfect.
It's so good. It's so good.
The fact that she like came out and didn't just sit in the chair and she had to like make a joke about it. I was like, you should have just sat in the chair and then Alexa should have been a bitch and been like, can you please come over here? And Charlotte could have reluctantly gotten out of her throne or whatever.
Mm.
I wanted Charlotte to sit in the chair so much. And then she said that and I was like, oh yes, obviously sit in the chair. God damn it. Sit in the chair. Well, that's it. That's all the women's segments.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
One match and some talky talks.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, like, great. You know, there's Natty got her hair pulled. So. Physical altercation there. Truly, what the fuck is up with wrestling? Not just, like, Sasha was the biggest deal last week.
I know, it's bizarre.
I'm not saying that Sasha needs to wrestle or something, but, like, that's proof that the women do have, like, power and stuff. Like, give them matches. You guys, people were shocked that people I was shocked that people weren't more into Bailey and Ember, but like, yeah, they didn't really give people a reason to be into it. If you weren't already into Ember Moon and you didn't already like Bailey, it was just like, okay.
Yeah. Mm.
Stupid. Everything is stupid. Just like Randy Orton said, except for Kofi's not stupid. Kofi's the best. The Shatter Machine RKO was pretty dope. I have to say that. The RKO and Randy Orton suck.
Well, see, it's like we've talked about with Randy Orton every single time he does anything. When he gives a shit, he's great.
Yeah, this Kofi-Randy feud is great. It's very good.
Words you never thought you'd say.
No, that's not true. Like, well, like you just said, when he was doing the Bray Wyatt stuff, like we even talked about, we don't like Randy Orton, but like when he was doing that stuff until it inevitably turned into Randy Orton bullshit, that was great.
Yeah, that's true.
The Fiend.
I was just going to say, there is one other important Mandible, piece of women-related news.
It's so funny, too, because everybody was like, fuck, why does Jerry the King Lawler get to talk to women ever? And then for The Fiend to come out and just like... You know what's really funny, though? I was with people who don't watch wrestling while I was doing Monday Night Raw, and I showed them The Fiend stuff, and they both thought it was the corniest bullshit they've ever seen.
Really?
They were like, what the fuck is this? And I was like, oh, you don't think this is cool? I guess you don't have the context for it. Yeah, I guess it does just look like a bunch of flashlights and a weird mask. It's pretty cool, though. And I was like, Jerry the King, he's like a piece of shit. I don't know.
Oh, my God, the most wrestling fan experience of all time.
Well, you don't think this is cool?
But it is super cool, though. Just because you don't understand.
What do you think about Sammy and Nakamura?
Oh,
platonic
yeah.
Platonic life partners.
Fucking love it. Of course I fucking so love it.
I like that he's not even like a manager either. He's functioning as like... His explanation for why Nakamura is not speaking English was like, he can speak English, but he shouldn't have to. Fuck you.
Yeah.
That was amazing. He was like... And especially because Sammy speaks multiple languages too. Like, yeah. It was like the best way... Like, obviously... Sammy and Nakamura are probably put together because they're both very talented and beloved, but often fucked on the main roster. And also because Vince probably, or somebody probably was like, I don't know, we've tried Nakamura talking, it doesn't work. So them making a shitty decision, but also making like kind of low-key a great decision.
Yeah, and also like...
And I like that they're not a tag team. I like that they're a partnership.
Yes, I agree. And like... We know that they work well together because fucking Nakamura's first ever match, and arguably one of the best matches he's ever had in WWE, was with Sami Zayn. And like, they clearly have very, very good natural chemistry together too.
Sure.
I think that's what contributes to this as well.
So good.
And like we were talking about the tag belts and Alexa, anything that gets them on TV, that's really all I fucking care about.
Bonus that it's interesting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also, Kevin Owens, white hat. Everybody loves him. He's doing the thing. Finally gets over on Shane McMahon. Shane McMahon continues to show up. Gives him a $100 fine. Okay, Kevin is dealing with it. He's right. He broke a TV. Now Kevin is apologizing. What is it with WWE? Like, it's just like Becky having to apologize. Like, it doesn't work. Don't take your badass baby face and make them kowtow to a McMahon.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
It's just McMahon porn. Steve Austin, that's all
like,
it is.
When Steve Austin became part of the, like, good guy group and, like, was silly or whatever and, like, not good guy group, but, like, started to work with Vince McMahon, everybody hated that.
Yeah.
That's not why he's popular. And I know I'm like... Kevin Owens is very different than Stone Cold, and even though he does the stunner, and Becky's different from Stone Cold, but like that badass babyface thing is similar.
Yeah.
And with Becky, they've had to work really hard to get it back to where they fucked it up, and they're doing the same thing to Kevin, and that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Shane McMahon should not be on TV.
No, not at all.
We already watched him lose. Like, it's just a fucking time loop. It's not an interesting story either. It's a fucking time loop.
It is so exhausting too to like. Go back, like basically anything you turn on from the past, it feels like was it from the Attitude Era? Oh, look, there's fucking Shane McMahon then too. Like, I understand that there were 9 years where he was gone. I don't feel like I experienced any of those. Like, I'm so fucking tired of him. Like, literally, go do anything else. I'm just, oh man, this family, just the fucking worst.
Okay, cool. Wrestling, very frustrating. We still like it. Air quotes. I don't know.
Yeah.
There are so many things. There are lots of things that I love. It's just like, and I didn't even have a bad time watching wrestling. But sometimes it's just like, the things I love, it's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
right?
Well, part of it, too, is it's your job.
It's also, I mean, I did enjoy the King of the Ring tournament. I do like tournaments. Tournaments rule.
Yeah, tournaments do rule.
Tournaments rule. Yeah, I don't know. I want to see more physical altercations between women.
Yes, definitely.
And more Kevin Owens beating the shit out of Kevin or out of Shane McMahon.
Yes.
Cool. That's long and short of it.
All right, great.
Do you have other thoughts about wrestling?
No.
What books are you reading?
I just read this last week because I was traveling a lot and was not reading super fast. I saw Hobbs and Shaw, and Rob Delaney is in it. He has a small part. I fucking love Rob Delaney.
He is very funny.
He's super funny. And, like, I've had his book forever, since it came out in 2012. I have, like, one of the first copies because I was working at Barnes & Noble at the time. I was like, oh, I can just buy this. It'll be easy. So I've had this book longer than I've known my husband. And so I came back from Hobbs and Shaw and was like, I should read this book. It's just been sitting on my shelf for years. So I pulled it down. I started reading it. And it was weird because it's like, I mean, I've been on Twitter since 2009. I was an early adopter. And so I've been following Rob Delaney forever, like a decade, like basically since he started using Twitter. And so it was weird to read something from 2012 and be like, wow, what a different time it was. Like, even just the
way... Comedy often does not age well.
Well, it was weird because it was like, some of the comedy ages really well, but some of it is just like, you can just tell Twitter was used differently and like the formatting is different. And it was still a time where they had to do manual retweets. And so they would like show some of his tweets as like, there were five different sections. And on the divider pages were just, his tweets were all laid out in like, opposing colors so you could read them. It was weird to be like, oh yeah, I remember when his shtick was that he would manually retweet like Barack Obama, but it would just be a tweet that he made up and he was saying that he was retweeting it and it was very popular, but like that doesn't make sense anymore because that's not how Twitter functions. Yeah. So it was weird to read about stuff like that. But I wasn't expecting, like, I knew that part of the book was about how he is an alcoholic and had gone through like rehab and all that. And man, some of it was real fucked up. It was really good. And very vulnerable in many ways. And, like, again, because I've been following him for a long time, in the last year, he had a son die from fucking, like, blood cancer or some horrible bullshit. And so it was weird to read this book and be like, well, this was the worst shit that ever happened to you. And I know that in the 6 years since then, you've also had these terrible tragedies. So it was weird to be like, I feel like I'm looking at a different person almost, but it was really good. And it's his only book. It's called, like, again, it's another Twitter joke of it's like mother, wife, sister, warrior, falcon, cabbage, turnip, yardstick, something like that. It's a riff on the way that people write their bios of like, I'm a sister, a mother, a wife, a lover. So it's a riff on that, which is also like weird, like that's not a thing that people use.
It kind of is, though.
Well, yeah, but like the way that bios were integrated into Twitter is like, people, I never read people's bios anymore. Like, it's not part of the Twitter experience in the same way. Some of them are really funny, but a lot of times I'm just like, I don't need to see this. But so I've been reading that. I was reading Ophelia. I am really far past where the rest of the book club is, so I had to stop. So I've put a pause on that. And I've been reading this book called The Bees. You roll your eyes. It is... way better than I was I accidentally requested it from the library. I was trying to request something else and this came in and I was like, well, this is what I wanted, but I'll read it anyway. I do love bees. It's a novel about a like sanitation drone worker inside of a hive. It's told from the perspective of the bees inside a hive. And so like they're doing their bee things. They all fly and they all have six legs and they can like hive minded shit. But it's broken down like pieces of the hive are religious, certain other pieces of the hive do this thing. It's like a big class structure. It's really interesting, and the way they talk to each other is written to be kind of like almost Shakespearean, and it's very formal, and it's very like old-timey language almost. It's really good. I'm like 80 pages into it, and I'm like, I have no fucking clue where this book is going, but it's really good. And so it's one of those like, well, this was a mistake, but I'm definitely going to read this and I'm really enjoying it. So that's where I'm reading. What are you listening to?
Yeah, so reading Prudence and Ophelia because I don't actually have time to sit and read.
Well, you work a shitload, so.
There have been multiple moments where I've like looked at my Prudence book and been like, I would give anything to just sit and read right now. but I can't.
But I can't.
So those are still like going. But I have been listening to the Sookie Stackhouse books.
Oh,
the,
nice.
Yeah, the True Blood books.
Have you read those before?
Mm-mm.
Oh, shit.
I've just watched the show.
Oh.
And I'm they are by that. Great in audio form. Mm. The woman who does the voice is excellent. So I'm on the third one, Club Dead.
Ooh.
There's 12 of them. I'm probably going to take a break after this one so I don't burn myself out.
Yeah.
It's kind of like right where, like, it's right, it's kind of like parallel one, season one through three. Mm. So far I like the show better, but I like the characterization of Bill more in the books.
All right.
I like the show better because Lafayette is a fucking character in the show. He's not really a character in the books. He is a gay black like cook at Merlot's who says like four lines in the first book and then is dead in the second book.
Oh!
So Alan Ball's decision to flesh out that character and make it one of the main characters of the show was a fucking great call because holy shit, that makes a huge difference.
Wow.
A huge difference. That's what I've listened to three of them in, like, a couple days.
Jesus!
I just work at a job where I just stand around.
True.
Do nothing. Oh, I did. Did I talk about the, I signed up for AudioScape. Did I tell you that? Or mm-hmm. Audible Escape. It's like, you pay $6 and it's like unlimited romance novels.
Oh, my God.
I started listening to a series called the Mystic Bayou series. And it's just paranormal romance, but set in this like magical Cajun town.
Oh, but, that's why you've been speaking in a Cajun accent.
And because I've been listening to Sookie Stackhouse books. So yeah, that's, look, I've almost exclusively only ever listened to werewolves and vampires. And in the past like week and a half, I've listened to some dragon books and some.
Ooh, not a bridge too far anymore, I see.
And a water nymph book and a bear shifter. And I think the next one is a Selkie, which comes out in like 4 days. I'm very excited about it. I have read a romance book with a Selkie before, so I can't, like,
what's
say that
Selkie?
I haven't. It's a person who turns into a seal.
No.
Yeah, it's a...
What the fuck?
It's a...
What the fuck is...
It is a well-known mythical creature.
I have never heard of that before.
People have heard of Selkies before.
What?
I read a book in college that was essentially like that Tom Hanks movie with the mermaid, but with a Selkie. Anyway, so...
Oh, my God.
That's what I've been doing with my time.
Oh, my God. That's, I'm so happy to hear that.
Yep. Cajun bear shifters. Cajun dragons.
Fucking ridiculous.
Yep. So, Audible Escape. Check it out. Yep.
Well, I'm glad they are bringing you joy.
Yeah, they are the perfect things to have be audiobooks. I don't think I would have as much joy sitting down and, like, reading them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I've only read a couple of, like, actually read a couple of romance novels. And, like, they're fun, but it kind of... I think those are the definition of beach read. I'm going to be sitting on the beach for a whole day. I will sit and read a romance novel. Because it's easy, it's digestible, like, I can read it in one sitting, and that's fine. But if I have to spend, like, more than 4 days reading a romance novel, I'm like, well, I'm done with this.
Well, please kill me now.
This is no longer sexy. This is a chore. Just like most of my relationships.
All right. That's it.
All right. You can find us on the internet. I'm at Urgency on Twitter and NYD Urgency on Instagram.
I'm at Stella_Cheeks. And you can use the hashtag #NotYourDemoPod, which I'm realizing we didn't check. And I don't know, YOLO, we'll check it later.
I'm very tired.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We do have a question. We want to actually address it when we're not a train wreck. So
yeah, it requires a little bit more research. We'll get to it, Grant. I read it. Email, notyourdemo@gmail.com, iTunes, rate, review, subscribe, what a maneuver, buy our merch, Patreon, it's there.
Patreon.com/notyourdemopod.
Some stuff will go up soon. Once I have time to do things, me and Aaron can record things.
Yep, absolutely. I have a good Not Your Demo After Dark story that we'll be recording sometime in the future. This one's about how I'm an idiot.
Well, what else is new?
I mean, most of my stories are about how people I date are idiots, and by extension, I'm an idiot, but this one's about me
guess
being an
who
idiot.
Is replacing John Moxley at All Out?
Whom?
I want you to guess.
I don't fucking know. Who can replace John Moxley? Is it Okada?
Pac.
Oh.
So it's going to be Pac versus Kenny Omega.
Okay. Okay. That's good, especially since he wasn't at Double or Nothing.
He's like being kind of a baby, but also like standing his ground.
Is he no longer the
drag? No, he lost it.
Okay. Well, that makes sense too that he would come and do that. I mean, I still say good for him for...
I agree. Look, I'm just bitter because I wanted to see him.
I know. Well, you are going to see him.
Yeah.
Because you're going to All Out.
Because I have pulled my friendship card.
Is that it? Everything?
Yep.
All right. Mark out.
Fuck off.
And then, you really mean that with like your whole soul.
I'm so tired.